By his own admission, the author John Krakauer is an obsessive guy, and his obsessions often turn into bestsellers, like Into the Wild and Into Thin Air. Those books were about man's battle with nature. His latest book is about a far more intimate struggle. The title lays it out plainly. It is called Missoula, Rape and the Justice System in a College Town. Krakauer says the whole thing started when he found out that a young woman he knew well had been raped.
She was in her late 20s, and it came to light that when she was in her mid-teens, she had been raped by an acquaintance. Shortly thereafter, she was raped again by a family friend, and I was shocked by this, and I just started looking into the subject of acquaintance rape.
As he was searching online, the town of Missoula, Montana, kept popping up in headlines about sexual assault. One case in particular, involving a young woman named Allison Huguet and her friend Beau Donaldson. They grew up together, graduated from high school. Allison went away to college in Oregon, and Beau stayed in Missoula to play football at the University of Montana.
3 years later, when they were both juniors, I think, in 2010, she was back in town. All their high school friends were getting together at a party at Beau Donaldson's house. She went, you know, they drank a lot. She decided, a friend there said, oh, you've been drinking too much to drive home. Why don't you sleep on the couch? She did. She woke up in the early morning hours to Beau Donaldson raping her from behind, her best friend. He weighs 230 pounds. He's a Division I football player. She weighs 130 pounds. She decided, you know, just instinctively to just freeze, to pretend she was sleeping. When he was finished, he just kind of threw a blanket over her, left the room. As soon as she was sure he had left the room, she grabbed her shoes and her phone and started running out of the house.
Initially, Allison Huguet decided not to press charges. After all, this was her friend. But she was haunted by the attack and didn't see any remorse coming from Beau Donaldson. So about a year later, Huguet contacted a local police detective.
And that began the process that led to Beau Donaldson's arrest and ultimate conviction.
You write in the book, though, that this was not an isolated case. You chronicle several other assaults that happened in this particular town. What did they all have in common?
They were all acquaintance rapes. They were, for the most part, students. They were all in Missoula, which turns out is a pretty typical town. I don't mean to single out Missoula. Its rape rate is a little less than national average. I think its problems with dealing with rape are pretty depressingly typical. But in any case, it turns out in Missoula, over the course of the 4 years I looked at, there were 230 rapes in town, most of which either weren't prosecuted or the prosecutions were bungled. The upshot was, most rapists walked away without any punishment, any accountability, which is, in fact, the best statistics show that about 97% of rapes, you know, the rapist walks away. That is, to me, is really disturbing.
May I ask you about the reporting process? Did you have the cooperation of all the parties involved, law enforcement, obviously the families, but the attorneys in particular, the detectives?
I, for the most part, did not have cooperation of any law enforcement. I relied on records that I'm not supposed to have. You know, I needed a paper trail. I needed to know the truth. I really had to be solid.
There's just one bit that it just struck me. I thought, wow, how did he get access to that? This is a conversation between a detective and an alleged abuser. And I'm reading verbatim here. It says, this is the detective speaking. I don't think you did anything wrong. I think that it's torturing you that you're accused of this. I don't think it's a crime. Was that in a document, a transcription
of
something?
That was a recording that I got of her interview of the assailant, the detective Jamie Merrifield. So it's verbatim. I got that document. I can't say how. In this case, the police and prosecutors didn't file any charges, and it's against the law for these records to be, you know, revealed.
While John Krakauer was writing this book, another story about rape on a college campus gained national attention. The now-retracted story by Rolling Stone magazine about an alleged gang rape at the University of Virginia.
The Rolling Stone fiasco really discouraged me. You know, I've written for Rolling Stone. These are good people. It's a good magazine. And how they could have made so many blunders, this cascade of easily avoidable mistakes that The sad thing is there's a lot of doubters and haters out there who think women lie about rape and, you know, there isn't a problem, and this is ammunition for them. And, you know, the fact that my book was rushed into print, it originally wasn't going to come out till next fall, but my publisher and I decided, in part because of the Rolling Stone mess, that, you know, that it'd be a good time to show this book that, no, women, the overwhelming majority, you know, of victims do not lie about rape. I mean, there's this mythology out there that women lie about being raped. In fact, some women do lie about being raped, but it's really a small amount. It's not too different from other crimes. The difference is, in other crimes, the victim isn't assumed to be lying. You know, you take the victim at their word. And that's the way rape victims are treated is different than any other crime.
Now, this may not sound particularly groundbreaking, the horrors of rape and how complicated it can be for victims to prove their case, especially if the perpetrator is someone they know. But John Krakauer admits that it was a revelation for him.
I didn't know much about it. I had never taken it seriously. And what I learned appalled me, and
I
felt ashamed.
You? Yeah, you said you never had taken it seriously.
Yeah, I'm ashamed by that. It's not as though I hadn't heard about other instances. I had a girlfriend in college who'd been raped. I mean, but I thought, what's the big deal? Get over it. I mean, I'm embarrassed to say that, but that's what I thought. But it's hard for people, unless you have been sexually assaulted, it's really hard to put yourself in the place of a victim and understand how that kind of, it being penetrated in the most private parts of your body by another person is different than other kinds of trauma. The research shows this. It causes a different kind of reaction. And my lack of empathy before this is, you know, it's understandable. It's hard for people to see what's the big deal. So, you know, you've had sex before, you'll have sex again. Why was this particular kind of sex that you didn't want to have so traumatic? And that to even say that sounds so,
do you think,
you know,
it is more
callous.
Problematic for men? Do you think this is a harder thing for men to understand?
I think it is. I mean, you know, it's so many women I know. Like, after this book was announced, I can't tell you how many acquaintances, even several members of my own family, for the first time said, oh, yeah, I was raped. And it's like, once you start talking to women, you realize how many victims there are out there. And sure, men are raped too, but in far fewer numbers than women. So this is this divide in this country. And certainly not all women believe we have this huge problem, but there's a lot more women who understand it than men.
The book is called Missoula, Rape and the Justice System in a College Town. It is written by John Krakauer. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks.